This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise. Rich Bradbury here in the studio with
Christine Wong.
It's Enterprise Biz Bytes, of course. Before we move on to ask you that question again, we're going to have an update from the KLCI at break, courtesy of Christine.
Yes, so the KLCI is currently up by 0.59% at 1,598 points. Active stocks include Pricewith International, XOX, and Dia Materials. Meanwhile, the ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.26, up against the British pound at 5.39, and up against the Sing dollar at 3.06.
If you're only just joining us at the bottom of the hour, if you missed any part of this show, the podcast will be available shortly, which you'll be able to download, of course, via the app, or you can listen and stream it via our website. We're also on Spotify. The question we're asking you today is, has your brand or your company adopted TikTok? And if so, what for? Current numbers over on Twitter are...
So they are 77.2% for don't use it, 13.2% watching content, 7.9% marketing, and 1.8% making content. We have a response here from Ryan who says, I don't know, do we need to be licensed? And I think since it's a user-generated content platform, no.
No.
We've also got Amelia Tay who has said, does the majority of your audience use TikTok? If not, then no. Which I don't know that I entirely agree with if you're trying to expand your audience.
You can curate an audience, I'd imagine, by creating content that does, you know, appeal to them as well.
Indeed. We've also got Ramli Syrup as well, who has said, our company has just adopted a local stray kitten. Be well, before we go high-tech TikTok, we also still advertise on radio. Just FYI.
Thank you, Remley.
Nice to marry the old and the new.
Yes. Okay, and if you, we also spoke with Jan Wong, of course, from Open Minds Resources to get his view on the rising influence TikTok is having. Moving on then to story number two. Of course, you may have heard the news, you may have seen it, you may have listened to it, and you may have an opinion about it, about how the government are mulling over compulsory use of face masks in public areas. I know the Morning Run were discussing this earlier on today. So they're talking about this, and details are potentially to be announced soon after they are finalised, according to the Prime Minister. And they're mulling at... what is wrong with me today? They're considering making it compulsory to wear face masks in public places. Mm-hmm. So details will be announced when the relevant rules have been finalised. Now, he, of course, the Prime Minister, expressed concern over the rise of new clusters, saying that 13 new clusters have emerged during the Recovery Movement Control Order, the MCO. For example, the KL restaurant cluster amongst workers, which was reported July 6th. The Stutong cluster, a cluster which started on July 18th. And I think we've all seen it. People with this kind of complacent attitude.
Yes.
We even talked about it yesterday. And yeah. We told you about some of the things that you should be doing. You know, and the Prime Minister actually warned that if cases spiked and Malaysia had to go back into a stricter MCO, the country stood to lose 2 billion ringgit daily and millions of Malaysians would lose their source of income.
Yeah.
You know, this is not something to play around with. And I don't think there's... this is my opinion only, and I'm sure there are people out there who have a differing and perhaps stronger opinion to me.
Okay.
I don't think it's a problem to put on a face mask. If it's the most difficult thing that you can do, as Tom Hanks said, I don't know if you saw him, his tweet and his little video, he said, if you can't put a face mask on to protect other people, then I have zero respect for you, you know?
Mm.
It's not about just protecting yourself. It's about protecting the other people who are less fortunate than us. They might be, you know, sick. We don't know that. We don't know if we are carrying something and spreading it without even realizing. With that face mask on, you're not spreading it.
Yeah.
Why should it be an issue to wear it out in public?
I think face masks are definitely one thing, and I do agree with you on a personal level. I think it's not difficult. It's annoying, but I think annoying is better than potentially endangering other people. Mm. The other thing that I've realized has gotten quite lax is physical distancing.
Yeah.
I often see people just crowding around together at the moment, and I think that's also not too difficult to keep enforcing.
Now, if it does become mandatory, of course, there are a few issues that we need to discuss, and I'm sure there are people behind closed doors discussing this now. You know, the economic aspect of it. Everybody will have to purchase a face mask.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, poor, school children, wherever. Now, at the beginning of the pandemic, of course, the face masks, you could barely get one, if you remember. And I'm sure everybody will remember this. It was like trying to find toilet paper. you couldn't find them anywhere. They were sold out quickly. The prices went up, one thing or another. Now there seems to be plenty and enough of a supply out there that there should be, I mean, there already is a standardized price, but if it does become compulsory, I'd imagine that the prices will have to come down.
Yeah.
And there has to be a way of being able to distribute these masks to people in areas that wouldn't normally be able to get them.
Yeah. And another issue is, of course, waste, because a lot of the disposable face masks obviously have been clogging up our trash bins at the moment. So I personally use a reusable cloth mask and I wash it every single day. But I know that that's not necessarily accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
So that's another issue that the government will have to address if it is going to make face masks mandatory.
Yeah. And of course, this discussion has taken on, it's like a beast over in the US right now, you know, where people are being told that they have to wear a mask. And it's some states are enforcing it. Other states are saying, no, you have the right not to wear it. Of course, you have a right not to wear a mask, you know. But at the end of the day, it's a life-threatening pandemic.
Yeah.
What is threatening about people saying to you, please wear a mask?
I mean, the way I see it is the stricter we are now, the hopefully sooner this can all be resolved.
Right.
And hopefully the sooner we can go back to some form of like real normalcy. I think people in this particular time don't realize we're not quite out of the woods yet.
Yeah, for sure we're not out of the woods. I mean, I was watching videos of people in California and Florida, and it's my human right not to wear a mask is the discussion that they're having. Yeah, yes, it is, right? But it's also a human right not to die because of your stupidity.
Mm.
You know? I'm getting very strong about this.
You are a little bit. I think you're getting a bit hangry.
I'm getting a bit hangry, yeah. Mm. But, you know, I have a mum who's sick and, you know, she's confined at home. And I know I would worry if she were to step outside of her home and there'd be people around her who are not wearing a face mask because I just think it's personally irresponsible.
So do I, but hopefully our listeners will be a bit more responsible and a bit more conscious about, you know, the effect that they may be having on their peers.
Right.
And will be responsible and wear face masks.
Of course, that, as you know, is just our opinion.
Yeah.
You guys have your own. Please let us know what you think about it. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Of course, we're going to be having a bit of a fun discussion next about hieroglyphics. We're going to nerd out for a little bit. And for those of you that don't like hieroglyphics or pyramids or ancient Egypt and technology and all of this stuff rolled together, what is wrong with you, man? Music. Letters to Cleo with Because of You here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.